At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, where we bring you stories of defiance and rebellion and hope that they're like little glimmers of hope for you in these overwhelming times. I'm Amber Hunt. Let's dive in. Protesters gathered across the Hudson River on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend as President Donald Trump gave a commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. While he wore a red MAGA cap and claimed he was working to rebuild and defend the nation, demonstrators sang Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land and America the Beautiful, according to the Journal News of the Lower Hudson Valley at lohud.com. Some demonstrators, waving American flags and holding signs calling for no kings or tyrants, voiced concern over Trump's rhetoric, which they criticized as undermining democratic values and promoting isolationist anti-diversity policies. Here's some sound from a LoHUD video. While Trump praised the 1,002 graduating cadets and framed their futures within his America First military vision, calling for stronger borders, less global intervention, and an end to diversity-focused military reforms, protesters outside highlighted the dangers of normalizing political messaging at a traditionally apolitical military event. Several demonstrators accused the former president of inciting division and eroding constitutional principles. Though the protest was peaceful and relatively small, it reflects broader national tension surrounding Trump's influence and the 2024 election aftermath. Bela Lemenik was among the protesters. She wore a pink hat studded with peace signs surrounding a "Not My President" button. She told LoHUD, quote, "We don't particularly care for the current administration in Washington because they don't care about us," end quote. By the way, it will surely come as a huge shock that Trump's commencement speech was deemed bizarre by some. Here's a sample.
The job of the U.S. Armed Forces is not to host drag shows, to transform foreign cultures, but to spread democracy to everybody around the world at the point of a gun. The military's job is to dominate any foe and annihilate any threat to America anywhere, anytime, and any place.
He also trashed DEI, took credit for rebuilding the military, and cast himself as an unfairly persecuted victim who beat the odds by becoming president for a second time. So inspiring. As the president threatens companies that are raising prices because of his tariffs, a congressman has proposed legislation that would require major retailers to specifically disclose those cost increases to customers. Congressman Jamie Raskin, a Maryland representative, introduced the Truth in Tariffs Act in early May. It's been referred to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. The bill aims to require large retailers to clearly display the portion of an item's price that's attributable to tariffs. In a recent speech, Raskin said the president's tariffs are unconstitutional.
Congress has the power to regulate commerce domestically and internationally, which means that Congress decides upon tariffs. Okay?
But while the tariffs have been challenged, they're so far still in place, hence Raskin's proposal to at least require labeling that shows what those tariffs are costing consumers. The bill faces significant challenges in advancing because Republicans have majorities in both the House and Senate, but Raskin says the goal is to enhance transparency and empower consumers to make informed decisions. Trump, meanwhile, balked when Walmart said it would have to raise prices because of the tariffs. The president posted on social media that Walmart should, quote, eat the tariffs, end quote. He also slammed Amazon amid reports it was considering tariff cost labels, prompting the company to deny such plans. A Michigan congressman has delayed a House vote on his proposed articles of impeachment against President Trump in order to expand the charges and seek broader bipartisan support. Representative Shri Tanader, obviously a Democrat, initially introduced 7 articles of impeachment in April 2025, accusing Trump of obstruction of justice, bribery, inciting insurrection, and other abuses of power. On May 14th, Tanidar withdrew his motion to force a vote, saying that he aims to revise and expand the articles to better reflect the scope of Trump's alleged misconduct. Newsweek quoted Tanidar as saying, quote, "This is not a symbolic action," end quote, meaning he wants actual action, not just sensational headlines. He said his oath of office requires that he defend the Constitution, and by beefing up the case and courting cross-party support, he could do just that. Here's Tanidar talking about his impeachment articles, which he first introduced after Trump seemingly ignored the Supreme Court's instructions to try to facilitate the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia back to Maryland from the El Salvador prison he was deported to.
Trump ignored it. He ignored the Constitution. He ignored the very checks and balances that keep our democracy intact. This isn't an isolated incident. It's part of a dangerous, deliberate pattern.
Despite the long odds in a GOP-controlled House, Tanidar says he will continue his push for transparency and constitutional accountability. The Government Accountability Office issued a sharp rebuke of the Trump administration recently, accusing it of unlawfully withholding $5 billion allocated for electric vehicle charging stations. In its report, the nonpartisan congressional watchdog, casually called the GAO because all of these names are nightmares, said the Office of Management and Budget violated the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 by freezing funds approved by Congress under the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law. Trump said as he took office,
"Today we will end the Green New Deal and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate."
Multiple states have already sued the Trump administration over its pause of funds for electric vehicle charging. WUSA 9 TV's Scott Broom reports.
Now Maryland is among 17 states and the District of Columbia going to federal court, claiming that cutting off the EV charging money allocated by Congress is unconstitutional.
In Maryland alone, the use of electric vehicles has exploded from about 15,000 in 2020 to nearly 133,000 today. According to the GAO, any executive branch attempt to rescind funding must first receive congressional approval. Wrote the GAO, quote, "The Constitution vests the power of the purse in Congress, not the executive branch," end quote. It emphasized that the administration can't delay spending simply because it disapproves of the program's priorities or performance. The funds were intended for the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, a key piece of federal climate and transportation policy. The Trump White House swiftly pushed back, with OMB Director Russell Vogt accusing the GAO of trying to, quote, "undermine presidential efforts to rein in wasteful spending," end quote. The Department of Transportation also defended the decision, saying the NEVI program needed reevaluation. Vogt further challenged the constitutionality of the Impoundment Control Act itself, suggesting it unduly limits the executive's ability to manage taxpayer dollars. And now for a bit of resistance from across the pond. A group of transgender women staged a topless protest outside the Scottish Parliament in Edinburgh, taking aim at a UK Supreme Court ruling that defines woman strictly by biological sex, not gender identity. Arms painted red and holding white roses, the protesters said they were symbolizing the death of transgender rights. Their message? The ruling effectively boots trans women from legal protections under the 2010 Equality Act. It's a loud, visible reminder that the battle over gender identity and legal recognition isn't just an American export. It's very much alive in the UK, too. While the British fight is playing out through courts and definitions and long-standing laws, here in the U.S., things are more of a legislative free-for-all. From state house bills to executive orders to court fights over T-shirts, the patchwork is messy but familiar. Bottom line, both sides of the Atlantic are redefining what it means to be legally recognized as transgender, and neither fight is cooling off anytime soon. This has been Tales of the Resistance, a production of Grab Bag Collab. The show's reported and edited by me, Amanda Rossman Engineers. Daisy Egan sometimes says hi. Encourage your friends to support Grab Bag Collab at patreon.com/grabbagcollab.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.